The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. If you want to follow Jesus, you better look good on wood. Let that one sink in. Instead of Central's vision statement that reads, "Everyone we encounter will experience God's transforming love, grace, and forgiveness," what do you say we adopt a new one? If you want to follow Jesus, you better look good on wood. That's precisely what Jesuit priest, poet, and activist Father Daniel Berrigan once said. And reflecting on what he said, Father James Martin, a fellow Jesuit priest, wrote these words. He said, "Those are words of wisdom from a Jesuit who spent decades speaking truth to power, standing with the marginalized, and, as he said about Dorothy Day, living as if the gospel were true." If you want to follow Jesus, you better look good on wood. Discipleship. Following Jesus is not an easy road for anyone to go down. Like the crowds who are traveling with Jesus, we too would do well to heed his words of wisdom and consider the cost of discipleship. After all, none of us wants to look like a fool, or worse, to be outnumbered 2-1 on the battlefield. Most of us, I think, are probably risk adverse. That is, we go out of our way to avoid taking risks. We teach our children not to engage in risky behaviors, and we worry when they do. Yet Jesus makes it perfectly clear there is a risk to following him, and that risk comes with great cost. Discipleship is costly. Jesus demands undivided loyalty, our full allegiance. Jesus doesn't mince any words here. He doesn't try to sugarcoat it. There's no softening his message to make it more palatable. Father Berrigan is right. If you want to follow Jesus, you better look good on wood. So I wonder, how does that sound as a marketing strategy for Central Lutheran Church? Here we are back about to kick off our full fall programming year, since the first time since 2019. And today's gospel message comes with far greater risk than that of even a global pandemic. Let's tear down all of the "all are welcome" signs, and let's instead hang up a banner emblazoned with the bold words of Jesus. "Want to become my disciple? Hate your family and life itself. Carry the cross. Give up all your possessions. Or to put it more succinctly, how about we hang a banner on the corner of 18th and Potter Street for the whole world to see as they drive by or as they walk by, and that banner could say, follow Jesus, come die with him. Now, most people passing by, if they even stop to look at it closely, might think that we just left the N off, that we meant to say, follow Jesus, come dine with him. But no, our banner would say, follow Jesus, come die with him. If you want to follow Jesus, you better look good on wood. It's ludicrous to invite people into a life of discipleship. And I can tell you, I've looked through my fair share of church supply catalogs, and I've never once run across anything close to what's at the heart of today's gospel message. And this truly is a matter of the heart. Jesus calls us to give up all of our possessions, all of our relationships, everything. He wants our whole heart, all of our mind, body, strength. Jesus wants it all. To suggest that following Jesus is not an easy road to go down is not only an understatement, it's false advertising. And to be perfectly candid, I'd much rather stand before you today and deliver the message Moses proclaimed when speaking for God in our passage that Lorraine read from Deuteronomy. See, I have set before you life and prosperity, death and adversity. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. That's a message I can preach. Love God. Walk in God's ways. Observe God's commandments. In other words, choose life. Choose life. It's not all that jarring to hear or to speak those words. I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life. After all, who in their right mind would choose death and adversity over life and prosperity? Who would choose curses over blessings? Who would take offense at hearing one of God's deepest desires is for us to love God above all else and our neighbor as ourself? But hate one's family and even life itself? To hear that in order to follow Jesus, we must carry the cross? That by following him, we are asked to give up all of our possessions? That to follow Jesus, to be a disciple of Jesus, then or now, requires our full allegiance, our undivided loyalty? To willingly give up all that we have and all that we are? To give up our life in order to gain it? There is a cost to discipleship, all right. And it's true, we better look good on wood. It wouldn't surprise me at all if those crowds that were following Jesus thinned a bit. And it's certainly no surprise that even Jesus' closest followers abandoned him as he hung dying on the cross. It wasn't until after the promised gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, when the Spirit descended on the disciples and their tongues were set loose and they began to proclaim the good news and to live as if the gospel were true, it wasn't until after that promised gift of the Holy Spirit came upon those disciples and upon us that we are able to live fully into this gospel. So today, empowered by that same Spirit, I have to wonder, what would happen if we were to speak truth to power? If we were to stand with the marginalized? And if we were to live our lives as if the gospel were true? Maybe, just maybe, we'd discover that the risks far outweigh the costs. Or not. But of this you can be sure. Answering the call to follow Jesus, to be his disciples, means we will be transformed by the Spirit. And together we will be molded into a community bold to proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Today, Jesus is calling us to risk everything. So let me close by asking, will you come and follow him if he but calls your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let Christ's love be shown? Will you let his name be known? Will you let his life be grown in you and yours in him? Are you willing to risk everything? I certainly hope so. I really do. Because I happen to believe God has big plans in store for us. And I'm dying to see those plans unfold. Amen.